from the Weather Company. Welcome to Weather Brains.
Fortunately, I haven't been in any wars, JB.
You've been in some weather wars.
Well,
tell us about your storm survey of the April 8th tornado.
Oh, I wasn't a real fan of James at that point because he went up in the helicopter real early and was talking about how the Weather Service needed to make a determination, but he thought it was at least this, and it was kind of like I hadn't even been over to the damage track yet, so he was putting the pressure on me.
Man, those TV people are pains.
Well, I understand that everybody wants to know what the rating is, but it takes time to determine one.
Sure does. I didn't do as much of it as you did, but I had about 5 years of having to do it, and it's no fun.
Actually, I really do like doing storm surveys. The big problem is the time element, you know, because if you're going to do a really good job, you need to do both a ground and an aerial survey if you can.
During those years that you were doing it, the Weather Service was much more lenient. Back when I was doing it, we were not allowed to go on site and really do the storm survey. We had to depend on a clipping service for a lot of it, plus civil defense officers for a lot of input. So unless it was a major tornado, like a one or two, we wouldn't even go out and look ourselves.
Yeah, I know what you mean. During the time that I was doing it, I made it a policy that if we suspected a tornado, trying to go out and you know, determine it with an on-site Weather Service survey team. Now, the Weather Service has made it difficult once again. They've made it where you can't go in other aircraft. They don't want you flying with the state police or a local television station or somebody like that.
Why is that?
Oh, really?
Liability, I guess. Concerns about, you know, you're not flying in a government airplane, but you're on duty, and so if it crashes, they'd be responsible for you, and that's a bunch of crap. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way we could do. I used the state trooper helicopter and also the Birmingham police helicopter, but on the super outbreak, two of the guys from Fort Worth came over and rented a plane locally, and we went over the whole thing, the whole shebang in a rented plane. But it was a Weather Service guy from the regional office that was a pilot.
Right. Yeah, when we used to have the regional pilots, you know, we could do that.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Joe Sassman.
Yeah, sure was. I couldn't think of his name.
I worked with him for several years.
And Jack Riley was in the plane with us, flying over Guin, and what was so funny, he had his briefcase with him, catching up on paperwork, and I cannot be sure at all he ever looked out the window when we flew over Guin. And Bob Ferry was sitting beside him in the back seat, as sick as a dog, and he'd already filled up two hearty hamburger sacks with you-know-what.
Yeah.
And that was real funny.
I'd heard that story. I hadn't heard about Jack Riley doing paperwork. That's interesting.
Yeah, after about three passes over Guin, on the last one, Joe Sassman said, did I have enough or did I want some more pictures? And I asked him, could he drop down about 1,000 feet? And when he tried to drop down about 1,000 feet, Bob Ferry, I heard him just moaning and groaning real loud. And finally, Jack Riley looked over at Bob Ferry and says, Bob, are you not feeling well? And you should have heard Robert M. Ferry. No words in the Havana a Junction dictionary was like that.
I imagine even my ears might have heard some new words.
Back on this date, 1997, a tornado ripped through the Big B Bruno Shopping Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Next time on Weather Brains, the severe weather warning process. Does the National Weather Service do a good job, or does it cry wolf? If you'd like to contact us, our email address is weather@weatherbrains.com. Weather Brains is copyright 2006 by the Weather Company. All rights reserved. Now for the legal fine print. Offer void where frowned upon. Add $1 for dinner salad with any entree. And objects in mirror, including tornadoes, are closer than they appear. For James Spann, J.B. Elliott, and Bill Murray, I'm David Black. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time for more Weather Brains.
Boing.